Hey guys, welcome back to the Seriously Grays podcast. I'm Amanda.
I'm Kay.
Today we're going to be discussing Go It Alone, written by Lauren Barnett, who is a first-time writer for Grey's Anatomy, and directed by Mark Jackson.
Was it Go It Alone? I thought it was Got It Alone.
I edited it for you because it's Go It Alone.
Okay.
You actually thought that? I thought it was a typo.
Yes, I actually thought that.
No. So to recap, Jackson and April hit a wall in their relationship. Callie and Arizona become Meredith and Derek's nanny. Christina is determined to attend the Harper Avery Awards alone. Derek exercises his teaching muscles for the first time in a while. Meanwhile, Ben has a nap, and Alex is a double agent. Although nobody knows, except Joe.
What's that song, the Mission Impossible song? Doon, 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 doon.
Yes, that's
Alex. Mission Impossible. Yes.
Okay, that's hot. I like Mission Impossible.
imagine Alex in a suit being all James Bond.
So themes for the episode. Okay, did any themes stand out to you?
Yeah, actually, there's two themes I've kind of identified in the episode, and the first one is the different states we can find ourselves when we are alone. You know, sometimes we see being alone as independence. Sometimes it's isolation. Sometimes it's plain solitude. And I think that, you know, being alone doesn't necessarily mean solitude. And being surrounded by people, even if you love them, doesn't necessarily mean togetherness. Right. And I think we explore that in the different storyline. And we also see a lot of winning and losing and the different types of ways you can win or lose. We see it with, obviously, Christina. And then there's Callie and Arizona who try to use a stupid luck competition to win or lose who will carry the baby. They don't end up doing it, but still. And there are arguments that just can't be won with Jackson and April.
Yeah. I agree that it's a theme of you're not always alone as you might think you are. Also, I think there was an underlining theme of parenting, just because a lot of decisions you make as a parent, how to take care of your kids, what controversial decisions, you know, everyone has different opinions on how to raise their kids. So,
oh, there's another one.
Or how to bring kids into the world.
There's another one.
What?
Spending the night doing everything except sleeping. I think the only characters who sleep are Ben, Bailey, and Weber.
Alex for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, Alex for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So I really like the voiceovers for this episode so much that I'm going to read it.
Do your best Meredith Grey impression.
Surgery is a solo act. We step up to the table with a scalpel in our hand and we go it alone. See, there's the title right there.
Oh, title drop. That's
The isolation can start to define you, because even though you are surrounded by a team, what it really comes down to is your training, your choices, your wits, your hands, your stitch. It comes down to just you. And I like how that was actually repeated in the ending monologue, the exact last sentence.
Full circle.
Full circle. I like when they do that. The episode starts with Christina and Owen. She is getting ready, packing to go to Boston for what she thinks is to accept her Harper Avery Award. Spoiler alert. I'm assuming that you've already watched the show if you're listening to this. Owen is trying to persuade her to let him go with her, but she's just determined to go alone. She keeps on saying throughout the episode, you know, I'll only be 24 hours and I'll be back here. And he asks if she's written a speech, and she says she's going to Joe's to write it with Meredith with the help of tequila.
Not vodka.
Not vodka.
The distinction is very important.
Yes. I did like the Joe's mention. Even
Me
though
too.
It's not run by Joe anymore. I wish we could have seen them at Joe's.
Me too. I guess we will. We have to see them at Joe's before Christina leaves.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
And any speech written under the influence of tequila, I would be curious to see that.
I found the opening music a little distracting. It was really loud, and I had a difficult time hearing what they're saying.
You know, that's been something with the sound editing for the few last episode. I've had sometimes a few,
Yeah.
trouble hearing the lines they were saying. I don't know if I'm just paying less attention or if the sound editing is
No,
actually.
because sometimes I'm actually really trying. Like when I'm watching the show, I'm really focusing lately, especially in the opening sequence, because I find that, you know how they always do the montage going through things very fast, and it's all medical talk, and sometimes I find myself really confused, so I'm really listening in the beginning of the episodes. But I was a little lost with Alex and Joe mostly. In the beginning, I didn't quite catch some of the words that were said until I rewatched, which is him saying that he's now been working 2 weeks on night shift. And Joe is kind of amazed at how he's been doing it.
I had something about last scene. It's funny
Oh,
that
sorry.
Christina, it's okay. It's funny that Christina is asking Meredith to help her with the speech when a few weeks ago, was it the last, not last episode, but the one before, Meredith was the one who did the speech for Derek. Just
Oh, yeah.
funny coincidence.
She's pretty good at spontaneous speeches.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had a hard time hearing the next scene with Alex and Joe in the beginning, but
Yeah.
yeah, so they run into Kelly in Arizona, who are getting ready for date night
Woohoo! Or
because
else they're gonna kill
because they're
each
going to
other.
kill each other, and we
For
find out
sure.
that they've been up on opposite schedules for several weeks.
That must be so hard. Can you
I
imagine?
can't imagine having that kind of life,
I
not.
wouldn't. I would kill my partner, myself, and pretty much everybody surrounding us. It would for a few weeks. It would drive me. And
Yeah.
God, I can't even imagine.
And Callie is very protective that nothing is going to stop them from going, leaving the hospital. But Alex just wanted to compliment her. Also, Alex is carrying two coffees.
And I like how Arizona is very thankful that Alex is covering for her.
But he doesn't, as he says when they leave, she doesn't know exactly how amazing I am, which
That
is.
made me sad.
Yeah, it was said in a lighthearted way, but
I get,
it
yeah.
did make me sad, I agree.
And also, it's because my interpretation of it was that he was saying that because he's been doing double shifts, and
Yeah.
that does not make you amazing, that makes you dangerous.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up actually, but I think he's just,
I
feeling
get it. It
proud
was,
because he's able to pull
yeah.
it off. But no, it shocked me a little because given the fact of what happened with
Absolutely.
his father,
Yeah.
Ross not sleeping and killing basically being the reason of Jimmy's death,
Yeah.
you'd think Alex would be a little sensitive to the subject of needing your sleep.
I noticed that too. Yeah, it should, yeah, you're totally right. He should be more sensible.
But
And even,
I guess the continuity just isn't there.
but even for, and it's funny because I was just, the thing I noticed was that it was funny for a season to address no sleeping with one doctor and then just do it with another with no consequences. But then now that you bring it up, it's actually Alex who suffered the consequences. So it's, yeah, the
Even more
continuity is
ironic.
obviously lacking.
He obviously feels confident enough in himself. He did say that he's getting 20-minute naps in between, so it's not like he's just not sleeping. It's just not a good sleeping schedule.
From what I understand of sleeping
He's not he's not getting
patterns,
his REM sleep.
exactly.
So like he's not
So
actually getting well rested.
he can't even. Isn't your
Is
REM?
he?
It
Yeah.
is when you. It's when you register memory. It's when you
Exactly.
know. So
So even if he thinks he's, getting asleep, he's never going to
yeah.
be sleeping long enough to get rested properly. So
But I
that
can
it can
see
pose a
how.
risk. But
Yeah,
he's
but
been doing this for 2 weeks.
that's fucking insane. I do it for a day,
I
for
know,
36 hours and I want to die.
I don't know.
I did it once. I had 36 hours awake. I had to go get a haircut. I fell asleep while the hairstylist was doing my hair. I couldn't even sit in a chair and hold a conversation for half an hour.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine doing being a doctor.
He did seem pretty alert throughout the episode, except
Yeah.
Not including that one last scene, but
Yeah.
anyways, we'll see. I don't know. Maybe they just put that in for laughs and
Yeah,
doesn't mean
probably.
anything.
But still, 2 weeks?
Yeah, I
God.
know. Okay, so then we get there's a deaf little girl, Jill, who was bitten by her dog because she couldn't hear him growl to warn her. And
Oh.
Jackson and April are in the ER with her and her parents, and her mother is actually Sue Thomas.
I don't know
Everybody
her.
knows that it was a TV show which I liked,
Okay.
and
What was
yeah,
it about?
it was about an FBI agent. She's deaf. She
Oh,
has her hearing aid dog, or not her hearing aid. Yeah, her hearing aid dog.
yeah. Okay, that might
And
be.
I like service dogs, so I watch the show.
That scene was very interesting to me. I'm not in the position where I have a child who is deaf, obviously, but I was trying to put myself in those parents' shoes, and it must be quite the decision that you have to make, especially for your child, you know. You want your child to be able to play a part in the decision. You want them to, you know, maybe have an opinion, but they're so young, and one of the parents was deaf and the other one could hear. So, you know, it's a huge decision and it's not one I think they took lightly. They've obviously talked about it, and I can see how a doctor, you know, you've never met, just bringing it up can be a little offensive, especially for the parent who is deaf and who
But I
can't.
also think it was his duty to bring it up.
But the way he did it, I mean, he obviously wasn't doing it to cause harm or
No.
anything. He wanted to help. He's a doctor, obviously, and bringing it up was probably the right thing to do. But I can see how it's something they've talked about probably to death, and it can be a sensitive topic. And I can't imagine being a parent who has a child who's differently abled like that.
April seemed to know as soon as he asked the question what the reaction might be. Her expression was a little wary. Like Jackson wasn't quite like he thought he was doing the right thing, which it was, but April seemed to know what would happen if he had asked that question, which I found interesting.
Well, I think it was easy to guess that the parents had been over this. I think like it would have been extremely surprising if it would have been the first time that a doctor would bring that option up,
Yeah.
I think. So
Well, it depends. Yeah, but yeah.
I mean, the child is not that old. She was, what, 5, 6? I think cochlear implants have been around for many years now. I think, you know, it's something. But I don't know. Yeah. April did seem a little. Yeah.
Meredith and Richard are talking to a patient who has to go through another surgery, and he chooses to not call his wife, and he wants to do it alone, which is one of the cases of the theme of the episode. Richard says that they need to have someone to monitor overnight, and he hints that Meredith should stay.
Don't they have any interns
I know,
or
right?
residents or it was convenient. They wanted everybody to be, you know, doing something all through the night. But
It's
you know,
kind of annoying. I mean, Richard just
I
is so
was, yeah.
mean.
I'm usually good at giving them a pass on
But
their kind of pity manipulative
Oh no,
ploy, but
I've always found Richard manipulative.
yeah, but on that one I was like, really, Richard? Seriously, like she has kids. What are you going home to? An empty
Exactly.
bed?
No,
Like, what
nothing.
the fuck?
Like
Maybe you're lucky and Catherine's
Catherine
there.
is in Boston
Oh, good point.
setting up the Harper Avery Awards. He was the Gramps of the episode.
He
That's my
was.
name. Anyways. It was just basically a setup to get Meredith to stay overnight.
Yeah.
And then we see Derek is overwhelmed, and so
Poor Derek.
she also tells the nurse to tell Derek that he needs to do something with their kids. Probably get them home in bed in time.
Yeah, pick them up from I was gonna call it the library. No,
Yes,
it's
they're
not.
studying at the library, okay?
Yeah.
They're well on their way to being fine young surgeons.
Absolutely. The next generation of surgeon at Graceland Memorial.
And Owen comes in, and he basically comes in to tell Derek that he's slacking. And a lot of people found it kind of
Hypocritical?
hypocritical because he was the one that pushed Derek into doing this.
Yeah, but I
And
don't.
he didn't come with any like tips or suggestions on how he could maybe balance everything. He just says, by the way, this is something you cannot drop.
I don't think it's hypocritical. I think. I mean, obviously, Derek is struggling, but I mean, Owen has a right to go to Derek and say, you know, because Derek hasn't been, you know, dropping his lectures a few times. It's six times in the last few weeks, and he's been pushing around surgeries. I think Owen is right to be concerned, or, you know, to tell Derek about his concerns. May I don't see it as hypocritical. But, you know, obviously, yeah, as Derek also brings it up, you know, you're the one who pushed me into that research. But still, it doesn't mean that he can slack off and just put everything else on the back burner. He's still an employee of the hospital. If he
Exactly.
doesn't have enough resources or time to deal with his research, then he needs to ask for an assistant or something like that.
Yeah, they really need a nanny, which I think they're coming close to possibly deciding at the end of this episode.
Actually, I think, yeah, I guess we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. It's also really weird to see Derek so apologetic.
Oh my God, yes. All through the episode.
Usually he's not quite that kind of guy.
And really, all through the episode, everything, you know,
Yeah, you almost
Meredith to Owen, it felt kind of,
fake.
and I'm not.
It felt like an act.
I'm super not into the whole it was out of character. It's not something an argument I like to bring up, but in that case, I was very.
It made me feel like he was hiding something.
Yeah, or like. Or he's very, very aware that he is having a hard time, you know? It's like he can't even deny it himself. He is aware that he can't juggle all the balls, so he needs to
Yeah, but
apologize.
I would have expected him to be like really flustered and be like, "No, I can do it. I can do this."
Or
But
at
no.
least in the beginning, you know, I'm trying to revolutionize medicine. Give me a frickin' break.
Yeah.
But no, he was very. It felt weird to see Derek that humble or
Yeah, I
that
agree.
apologetic, but
Oh well. Improvement of character, perhaps.
oh God. A miracle, Amanda. It's a miracle.
Medical miracles do happen every day.
They do happen.
So ba
Every day.
Bailey is trying to explain her gene replicating technique to Brayden's parents, who are still really confused because it sounds like she's injecting HIV into her son. But in the end, they basically just say, okay, we trust you that you're not inserting HIV into our kid.
You know, I would be scared too. I mean, God.
Chandra sounded really hoarse in the scene. I think she was a little sick.
Yes,
It's the
which
random thing I noticed.
I noticed that too, and I was like, this does not work for me because that child does not have an immune system, and also you have OCD, so you should be very worried when there's.
I was really disappointed that we didn't mention this in the podcast, but I was really disappointed during that
Flu,
flu
I
scene that
know.
why was Bailey just not even re like she should have been in a bubble somewhere and not come out of her gene lobe and like gene lab
Like,
gene
at least mention it. At least, you know, let someone do a joke about it. And
was just like
except.
why it really just once again brings home my theory that they really just wanted to toss Chandra Wilson a bone. They don't want to continue it throughout the show.
But they should continue it. It could have been
I
so
know.
rich. I mean, and yeah, it feels weird that no one brought it up. I mean, I don't think everybody knows. I think Derek and Ben, not Derek, but
But we should have seen it like her from as the
Derek, yeah,
viewer. We
Derek.
should have seen her reaction.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anyways. So Christina is looking for someone to help her write her speech. First, she runs into Meredith and is confused as to why she's not dressed. And Meredith, well, she is dressed, but she's not dressed to go out. And Meredith tells her that she has to stay now and to basically be funny, which Christina doesn't think she can do.
Be
And then
no,
she.
thank people and be funny.
Yes, be
Like,
funny.
come on, Meredith. God, that's very simple advice, but okay.
And then she says Alec's name, and I
It's
loved how she said it.
French.
I loved how she said it, and then you said that it was in French, which
Yes, it's
is
in French.
explaining why I said it. Okay, say his name in French.
Alex.
That sounded weird.
I'm not
You
Sandra.
have to do it with the intonation of the voice going up.
Oh, I don't remember how she said it. Say
Okay,
it
fine.
how she said
No! Anyway,
it.
I'm not doing it. I can't. I'll sound stupid if I do it. Okay.
Oh,
Forget
French
that.
never sounds stupid.
Alex is working, so he can't drink. I found it
She.
kind of funny how she was like, "It's your lucky night." Alex, it's like, oh, that's funny. But I would have really loved a Maxine drinking at Joe's, writing,
Yes.
thinking up hilarious, like an awesome
Oh
speech.
my God, yes. And
That
he
was a
ended up.
gold mine that they missed.
It would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
Yes, and then they end up not writing a speech at all. It's only stupid jokes and
Yeah.
super
Inside
dramatic
jokes.
stuff. Yeah. That would have
And
been
she also
hilarious.
asks April,
Which
but
made me sad.
she April just is all perky and she's just like, no.
The season started with Christina mentioning a few times how
The fan.
she's a fan, and I understand that being a fan, I understand what Christina meant. I understand that Christina was not saying April is my new BFF and I want to be your super best friend, but still, it kind of, I don't know. I mean, they've been through so much. I'm not saying I would have enjoyed those scenes, but it made me kind of sad that she dismissed April like that. But it was in character, I
Yeah, I
suppose.
mean, it's kind of like an ongoing running joke with the show that, you know,
Yeah.
so they had to kind of keep that.
I'm so glad April has Arizona now.
Yeah. We
God.
haven't seen them in a while together.
We have to
Except for,
listen.
well, yeah, her going to her house. Never mind.
They will stay together apparently
Yeah.
from now on, which I hope we'll see.
Yeah. It's
Yeah.
nice that she has a friend.
She has a friend.
So in the resident lounge, Derek comes in all excited to show the residents a surgery, even though they're ready to go do karaoke
Karaoke night, another missed opportunity.
night. Can we please do an episode of Grey's a karaoke night?
Yes, I thought, when they started talking about a musical episode, I was like, I guess
Yeah,
they're
I
gonna,
thought they'd do it too. Yeah,
which
karaoke.
obviously, now that I've seen the musical episode, that's not what they had in mind.
I really feel like it could have worked better though.
It depends. I mean, obviously not with the story they wanted to
No.
tell, but
But as a fun gimmick episode.
yeah. If you guys want to know our thoughts about the musical episode, you should go watch our iHatus podcast called Shonda's Gimmick.
Oh man, I should go listen to that again. I don't even remember my thoughts on the
It was a
episode.
good one. I remember. I think I. Well, you guys go listen and yeah.
I caught an error in this scene.
Where?
Leah was holding her bag and something in her hand. No, she had her like her bag thing under her arm, and then in, a second later, her hands were empty, and it really startled me.
You know what? There's a curse.
Why?
Whenever Leah wants to leave the hospital,
Oh, I know she can't.
she can't. She has to stay there forever, but obviously at the end of season 10, the curse is broken.
Yeah. You're right, Kay.
I know. That's
Also, would you,
why she
yeah.
leaves.
Also, okay, something that's, I actually found it a little annoying how Joe kept on calling Ben Gramps.
Me too. I
I don't
mean,
know.
for
I thought it
we.
was really condescending and annoying, and I was surprised because I like Joe, so
It's.
I was surprised that I found her a little annoying.
And it's not even clever, and it's the same joke over and over again, but I am happy to find out that Ben did survive his flu.
That is a good thing.
Yes, it's a good thing. I think he himself is even surprised.
Probably. So we get a cute little Bay Ben scene, which is your name for them. Okay.
Yes, Baben.
I like how Ben wants her to sleep for him. I thought that's really cute.
I related to that.
Yeah.
The whole I have to get up early in the morning to work, and whenever people I have to get up at 5, and sometimes people will text me at 7 whining because they have to get up
Isn't
and
there a rule that you should sleep if you've been awake for 32 hours.
What, yeah, because
Like, that's a long time to be awake.
there was an episode written by Zoan Clack where they mentioned that rule,
Yeah.
that you, back in the day, they didn't have that rule, but now they do, which I don't know, I don't remember what the number of hours was,
But
but
I think it was a lot longer, 40, but even so, they were getting at least some rest in the on-call rooms.
yeah.
But he was ongoing.
Yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't want my doctor if he hadn't slept. Sorry, Alex and Ben, but it's true.
No, I love you. No, I love you all, guys. You should sleep. Yeah.
I really like you better when you're sleeping and are, rested.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure your patients do too.
Yes.
Anyways, it was still cute. And he was like, go to sleep! And she did.
I like Ben.
I do too. Do you think he's gonna stay?
I don't, I'm not sure I want him as a regular, but
Yeah,
I.
I like him coming in once in every few episodes.
Yeah, me too.
I like it. I
Me too.
think, yeah, good idea.
Me
But I
too.
wish they'd stop using him as the butt of jokes. But
Yeah, me too. I mean, he's a good guy. We don't know anything about him. I mean, if they want him to keep popping up, it would be fun to find out a few things about him. Obviously, he's a good husband. He cares
And he
about
can
Lily.
cook.
He can cook. He cares about Tuck. But I'm interested in him. I hope that we learn more about him.
I
Because
agree.
he's pretty much one-dimensional. He's
He is.
Bailey's husband and the old
And yeah.
residence. Yeah.
So this is the beginning of the Jackson and April fight.
Woohoo!
They're at home eating. Can I just say that their house is really, or their apartment is just really neat and tidy, and they have a lot of pillows, which I noticed. That must be April's doing.
That's April's doing, yeah.
And
That's
they were eating healthy. They were drinking water, and there was grapes on the table. So obviously, April won some kind of argument earlier. Jackson, they're discussing the case with the child, and Jackson basically says, "Well, if that was our kid, he would have had the implant by now."
Which, that's cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Not that you have that opinion, but that you would say if that was our kid without even consulting April. I know it's hypothetical. I don't think Jackson thought it through,
No, he was just, yeah.
but still, he was very dismissive of April's opinion. And
Yeah.
I can see how that's a huge concern for April, that her own opinion is not even considered.
But at the same time, I think that she could have tried to bring up the subject of her feeling dismissed in a different manner.
Yeah, she obviously, because I can see how, yeah. As the argument blows up and it feels absurd that they are fighting about hypothetical kids, but the issue remains that even hypothetically, he doesn't even consider that she might feel differently.
Yeah.
So, but absolutely, she kind of
Is
makes it a
April,
little.
is she right away thinking about her faith instead of, because you know how later she says replace
Yeah.
the implant with christening? Was she immediately thinking that?
Bible study.
Or did that just kind of grow as the argument escalated?
I think at first it's really about being dismissed, but pretty quickly she realizes, or it resonates. She remembers the
What, she remembers
conversation.
like why she's so offended
I think she
and how it
remembers.
relates to her.
Yeah, I think she remembers the conversation they've had previously about faith and how he did not seem interested in what she had to say about it. I think she connects that fairly quickly. Not necessarily right that moment in that scene, but it happens very quickly, I think. Yeah.
I really don't think anyone was right or wrong in the in this whole. We'll talk about more of it later because
Yeah.
this whole fight happened throughout the entire episode.
I think, well, it's wrong of him to not consider her opinion. It's wrong of her
So
to.
how long do you think this fight went on for? Because we were made to believe we were only seeing bits and pieces of it, because it would continuously. They were in different parts of the house throughout it, every time we
Yeah.
came back to them. So I feel like they were really talking about this for a long time.
Through the night, I think.
Like, at one point, he was trying to brush his teeth, so.
He was ready to go to bed, yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Anyways, Meredith is trying to get a hold of Derek, but he's too busy teaching the residents, so she's starting to panic.
Which man? I can't imagine.
Yeah. This is the beginning of Meredith and Derek really needing to face this problem that they've had for a while, but they've never found a solid solution.
Yeah. Reminds me of the beginning of this season when Callie took Sophia to Merder, the dream house, without telling Arizona.
Yes, it remind yeah, you're
And
right.
there's a few scenes actually in this season where parents are freaking out. There was another one. I don't remember. I think it was Meredith and Derek, but I don't remember what context.
Wow, I just yawned. Yeah. And so yeah, Derek is teaching them in the ER, and Warren Ben is trying to have a 30-second nap.
That doesn't exist.
No. The nurse that came in, he had a really cool accent, I have to say.
Actually, I take that back. It does exist.
It does?
Yes, when I was in university, I had developed this old technique where I would put my I would rest my arm on the table in front of me. Like, I was sitting listening to the boring lectures, put my arm on the table, rest my head, my forehead in my hand, close my eyes, and sleep for
Yeah, but then you just don't
minutes.
want to open your eyes.
The thing is, yeah, the real solution when you're, and this is a tip from Kay, when
Can we
you're in a,
start this as like a daily or a weekly thing? Tip from
yes, a
Kay.
tip from Kay, stand up. Just find an excuse to stand up, drop your pen, do something, just stand up, and standing up will do wonders. Even if it's just for half an hour, you'll be more awake.
Really.
Yes,
Or have coffee. That is Alex's solution.
or get scared,
Oh,
get
isn't that for
nervous.
hiccups?
Adrenaline. Adrenaline. It's
Okay.
gonna wake you the fuck up.
Callie in Arizona, we find out, took Bailey home.
Adorable
I guess they
baby.
went to the daycare to pick up Sophia, realized that they were still there, Zola and Bailey.
I suppose, or Derek,
Makes me wonder, what were they planning on doing with Sophia when they went out on date night?
that's a good question. I think that they probably had a babysitter, but when Derek Shepherd calls you up and says, I need a favor, can you pick up my kids? I'll give you a weekend of babysitting. I think Kelly or Arizona said, I guess we'll cancel the babysitter and use the McDreamies as our babysitter for a weekend. It's a good trade.
Yeah. If he holds up to the promise.
Yes, but I mean, it's a legit question. I don't think the writers thought that through because
Yeah,
obviously,
probably
if
not.
they had a babysitter, they could have asked. Or,
Exactly.
but it's
Well,
not
no, because it's
really.
not their kids, so.
Yeah, that's not really fair. But they could have said, told Derek, there's this option, which
Yeah.
we don't know
Okay,
about.
we're overthinking it, but
Yeah,
yeah.
absolutely, absolutely. But we have a few solutions, so there, it's fixable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Callie is kind of marveling at what it's like to have a baby that's small again, since
There's a mark
she
mentioned.
actually really didn't get to not appreciate, what's the word, enjoy Sophia right away, because remember she was in a hospital bed,
Yes, good point.
so
It took her a while.
took her a while, and she was already ready to get in a car seat by the time she could really hold it, right? So yeah. You were saying?
There's a mark mention.
Yes, there's a mark mention.
They miss Mark.
Hearing Arizona say that first is really big.
It's huge, people. Mark it down.
Like, I miss Mark. I was like, wow.
I mean,
Hopefully the Kelly and
it's.
Arizona fans who hated Mark and wished him gone are kind of feeling a little
Yeah, make your peace,
when they heard
bitches. Ex
that.
absolutely. And you know, it's something we have not explored that much. We haven't seen Arizona react to Mark's death. They went through something big together. He had his head on her lap, and he died many times when they were in the woods. So it's something, they chose not to explore it. It's okay, but I appreciate that
I
now
don't think she
you.
really had the
Questionable.
space in her
Yeah,
mind for that. So
absolutely.
it's kind of become this passing thing that she never really got to. I don't think she even got to explore it, let alone we did. She was just,
Yeah.
so many changes. So yeah.
I like that she mentions him and she misses him.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's just, because people say, oh, she just misses him because they're not three parents and he doesn't, there's not,
No,
he
I
can't.
felt like it was a little more than that.
I agree. Come on, people. Don't be bitches.
Yeah. And is this where they were discussing the third child?
Yeah, she they mentioned Mark, and then
Right.
Callie's like, maybe after I have this one, we should stop because we'll, get overwhelmed by babies or something. And Arizona,
Was just like, no, I think you should have stopped now. But I didn't say that.
you're such a Grinch baby.
I know, I'm a Grinch
Out
baby.
no, we need to baptize your baby saturation.
My what?
Your baby saturation. You're saturated by babies. You don't want any
Oh,
more babies.
gosh, yeah. Jeez.
The whole conversation it prompts with Arizona wanting to carry the child, I think it's kind of the same conversation or very similar to the conversation Jackson and April are having, in the sense that I think Arizona's reacting to why did you suddenly decide that you were carrying the baby? I think she's reacting to that more than through the desire of carrying the child. Because something we didn't really bring up last episode is that how they both chose individually to, how they both realize individually that they both want a second child, which is not a dynamic we're used to in their relationship. When they take big steps, there's always one of them who needs to talk the other into the decision. Arizona kind of had to convince Callie to get married. Her proposal was very argumentative. When Callie wanted kids, she needed to, talk Arizona into it. When they bought a house, Arizona had to talk Callie into it. It's the first time really we've seen them both take a decision individually, come together and say, oh, we want the same thing. So there's kind of a shift in the dynamic here where Callie takes a decision without Arizona. So I think Arizona's reacting to that more than wanting to
Yeah, I
carry the
agree.
child. So
I agree.
yeah.
Christina tells Owen that she really does want to go alone in surgery.
Why?
Huh?
Why? What's why? And that's why. Why is Christina so hell-bent into wanting to do everything alone? Why? Why does she want to go get her award alone? Why does she want to do surgery alone? Why?
That's actually a really good question, and I'm not sure if we're really meant to know the answer in this episode. I really don't.
Do you think she feel? Do you think it's like a
I
symptom
feel
of.
like she might, I feel like Christina knows that she might be leaving soon.
Yeah, it's like, do you think it's a symptom of the decision, quote unquote, she made in the 1017? Is it option number three? Does she feel,
Yeah.
does she, is she already starting to kind of distance
I
herself?
feel like yeah, I feel like she's becoming distant. And I because they're putting these clues in before we found out that she lost the Harper Avery Award, it makes me feel a little bit better about her decision if she decides to leave, because it's obviously something that she thinks is right for her, regardless of winning or not.
Do you think it's, I don't think
I
that's.
really liked how she said, "Let me go alone." That's the way that line was delivered felt like Sandra Oh might know something that we don't. Maybe like, Christina might know something that we don't. So,
Oh,
I don't know.
she's
I
leaving.
know. And the promo for next week just really clarifies again, this is all planned out. These few episodes, with the consistent patience, it's all, a part of Christina's exit, I believe. I believe that the
The second half of the
surgical
season.
domino, yeah,
Yeah.
but the surgical domino kids also plays a part in it, because I think that's what's going to bring Burke back.
You know, all the closure we get, all the things we get to check off our list of things we want to see before Christina leaves. You know, I know people are worried because of Burke's return, but the way, what from what I've seen so far, the way they've been handling her storyline, I'm not worried. I understand that there's some behind the scenes feelings and people, it's okay to have them, but I mean, storyline wise, if we put that aside, if you're able to put that aside, storyline wise, I don't think we have to worry. I
Can we
don't think so.
just take a moment to realize that Patrick Dempsey tweeted a while ago that he filmed his last scene with Sandra Oh, and I'm not sure how many others have probably
So did
filmed
Jessica.
their last scene. Did she say that?
She said, I read something earlier today that while she was live tweeting during the episode, this episode, she was filming her last scene with Sandra.
Ugh.
Four episodes, Amanda!
I know, but it's
Four
like,
fucking
I know there's only
episodes.
four episodes left, but it's the fact that they are already have filmed them that I just can't, like, it's already in the can and getting ready to be edited. It's done.
I
That's
have
what really gets me.
tears in my
I
eyes.
know.
I'm like, God, it's Christina Yang.
I know. I don't, it's one of those things where I just can't process it until I don't think I'm going to be able to process it until I see it happen, until it sinks in. I think the summer I'm still not gonna be until I see an episode and she's not there at the end when the credit, when the whole Grey's Anatomy shows at the end, I'm not going to accept it. So I still got a couple more months of denial.
You know, she's there until the last episode of the series, so really
I
she's
know,
not
I
gonna
know.
leave.
She'll come back for the series finale, but she will be gone for a while. Maybe a couple seasons if Grey's continues. So that's gonna be weird.
By the way, guys, I'm sorry if you're crying right now.
Yeah, sorry.
So we should move on.
No, that yes, we should move on. Joe, we can move on to Joe being a show off in the OR. And
Elmer Hermione.
in your face, Murphy. I don't know. She's obviously very competitive, and maybe that comes from her background.
I mean, yeah, she's very competent. It's interesting to me that, you know what's weird? And I hadn't noticed that while I watched, but Jo kind of ups the game. She's obviously being competitive, and it's weird to me that no one
Is
responds. No
Yeah, they're all
one
just kind of like,
yeah. It's
yeah,
like, what the fuck, guys? Are you too tired? Do you not know what's happening? Are you not interested in competition? Is it because neurosurgery does not interest you? What's going on?
Maybe they're falling asleep like Ben is.
Probably. I mean, at least Edwards.
Yeah.
What did Edwards do this episode?
She didn't do much. I actually thought that she didn't have any scenes, and then I rewatched and I was like, oh right, she was there. Nothing about her really strike my
No, me too.
attention. So do you want to talk about Murphy here, where she nicks the brain?
Sure.
She is a little too quick with her hand movements and just kind of grabs the clamp instead of, I don't know what Derek must, he either wanted a retractor or suction, but not a clamp. And she jabbed a part where like she shouldn't have,
That
basically.
must be so stressful.
Can you imagine though? Like there's so many different kinds of surgical instruments, and eventually it's gonna be become like driving a car, right?
Yeah, you're like on autopilot.
But at the same time, there's these things that you just cannot accidentally do.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if my job was that. Yeah.
Is it a symptom of her not sleeping? And do you think it's kind of the beginning of
Her leaving.
Murphy? Yeah, Murphy kind of re-questioning her
To
specialty,
be a doctor,
maybe
maybe.
realizing, or just a surgeon, you know, realizing that if you do a mistake, you can change someone's life forever. You can ruin their life forever. You can kill them, literally. And yeah, I think that might be, which is interesting, and I'm surprised we have never seen it before.
So April and Jackson again. Do you just want to wait until we get to the end? Carefully.
We can just talk all about it.
Yeah. Okay. Alex overhears Sabine talking about how Ivy is now back on the transplant list because her heart's failing. And she also says that Frankie is missing. By the way, I think we totally missed a scene where Christina interferes with the fight.
No, we mentioned it.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah.
My bad. Alex overhears and is concerned that she can't find Frankie, and so he goes straight to Brayden in the car that he made for him last episode, which turned out to be a lifesaver because without it, he wouldn't have been able to find a clue as to where she was so fast. Which was kind, it was kind of cool though, how he, but it's also kind of traumatizing for Brayden to have seen an image of his friend lying like that. She could have been dead.
Yeah, I was surprised Alex did not start running quicker.
I know.
As soon as he started jabbing the foot and she didn't respond, I was
Yeah, I
like,
was surprised that he
run!
took the time to be like,
Yeah.
to check on. But I guess he needed to see what the door said. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you're right. He
Because
needed to
otherwise, he
know
doesn't
where
know
it
where he's
was.
running
Yeah.
to.
But he still doesn't know because he runs into Owen and,
Yeah.
or if I remember correctly, he's like, where they ask where or something, and he's like there, so he doesn't.
Yeah, I would have expected him to start running a little sooner too.
Yeah,
But yeah.
I guess he was tired.
Oh. Yeah. They find her, him and Owen.
Poor freaking parents, like seriously. And
Went into heart failure.
I mean, we still
It
haven't heard.
Christina calls them surgical dominoes, and yeah, I like that explanation for it.
And we still haven't heard more about, you know, the source, because it was mentioned last episode or the one before that, I don't remember, that this is extremely rare in, you know, siblings who develop all three of them develop the same condition at the same time. Maybe it's it's from their environment, and we still haven't
I
explored
don't think they're
where it
going to
comes
figure
from.
it out for a while until Burke arrives.
Yeah. Burke
So
is gonna solve the
he's gonna
mystery.
solve the mystery. And I'm excited. I am. So Owen tells Christina about what's going on, and she at that point doesn't care when her, if it seems like she doesn't care when her flight is, and it's irrelevant because she has to fix these kids, which growth moment for Christina Yang.
You know what's funny? She was complaining the
Oh,
episode
about
before
the, yeah.
last about,
Yeah.
you know, not being able to be with her patient,
You're
having to
right.
save a little girl's life, and now she's the day
Choosing
she
that.
could be receiving her Harper Avery,
Yeah.
she cares more about the patient and the family than the frickin'
Aw.
award.
Look at
Boom!
Christina Yang.
Deserves an award.
She deserves an award for that, yeah. Aw, I love her.
Boom, bitches.
Oh, Callie in Arizona. Callie's not letting them go to bed like this. She turns on the light, and first of all, actually, Arizona was on the phone with Meredith, who just wanted to hear everything.
Yay for Meredith calling Arizona and not Cali. I don't know why that made me happy, but it did. I don't know why.
I think it was said somewhere that he got a hold of Arizona,
Yeah,
not
maybe.
Cali. So that's probably why she wanted to hear from Arizona what he said.
Yeah, and also, he did get a hold of Arizona because she's the one who was telling Callie, you know, that Derek had said that they would have a weekend, blah, blah,
Right,
blah. So
yeah.
she's the one who spoke to Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume that's what Derek said to Meredith when
Yeah.
she came looking for him. Anyway, so yeah, Callie's just wants to talk about it, and we get our first real Callie and Arizona discussion of the season.
Yay! They mentioned the frickin' the miscarriage.
They
You know,
do.
I love
I
that.
mean, some might say that's yay. I mean, I'm still in denial of that episode.
But I mean, at least it's not a retcon that was only a retcon. It's brought up
Sometimes
again.
I wish it stayed that way.
Sometimes, you know, no, don't wish that. Wish that it had never happened.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I love that Callie remembers the conversation, you know, the whole I can't handle another loss. I love that she remembers that, and I love that it kind of played a part in the way she She brought up the fact that she would carry the baby. I mean, we'll talk about it more, I guess, when we talk about the flipping the coin scene, but
Well, why don't you just talk about right now?
okay, so they decide to flip a coin to decide who will carry the baby. It's obvious to me that Arizona, I don't think she's doubtful about the whole having a second baby thing. I think she's struggling with the whole, will I carry it? I think there is still some struggle with the whole, I can't handle another loss. I think it's still a concern of hers. I don't think it's something that goes away easily. Yes, there were a lot of things going on at the time. I understand how she might be less fearful, but I think the fear is still there, and I think it plays a part in the whole reaction, the whole freaking out and not wanting to see on which side the coin actually landed, and telling Callie you should carry the baby. But God fucking forbid that Callie would ask her, why do you not want to carry? Make your wife talk, please. Force her to fucking talk. We will avoid episodes and episodes of drama. But I like that, it's for me personally, I would have liked more real talk, but whatever. And I was texting Amanda this week, and I because last podcast I said good luck to the writers to make this storyline interesting and making another pregnancy interesting, and the theory or the idea I came up with and on how to make Kelzona's second pregnancy interesting is that they don't It doesn't end with a baby. It just, they use the whole let's have a second baby as a catalyst to actually address all their problems. And it doesn't necessarily result in them having a second child, which I don't know that if they're going that way. I really doubt it. But to me, that's how it could be interesting. Let's make them talk. Let's be revolutionary and make a couple talk.
I agree. If they did that, then I would possibly take back my opinions on this. Possibly. But I don't have very much faith in the writers lately when it comes to Callie and Arizona.
No, they fucked up big time this season.
So I really hope that, yeah, they can fix this. Because I just can't wrap my head around the fact that they're talking about having a child when there's so many other things I think they should be talking about. It just doesn't meld with me.
They don't, I mean, it's, I don't get it. I don't.
I at least they were communicating.
Yes, they were, and they were kind of cute. I mean, I don't want to bash it, guys.
I'm not bashing.
No, me neither. No, I mean me. I'm not, I don't want to bash it, and I don't want to say I'm not on board with the story or whatever, but I mean, I'm totally team let's talk.
Team, let's talk. I really like that.
Yes. Which applies to all relationships on Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, team, let's talk. Well, but then we wouldn't exactly have drama, and also let's team, let's talk for J'April isn't really going so well.
But it's so interesting.
Yeah. Back to April and Jackson. So yeah, I don't even know where to start.
Jackson says that, I mean, I'm very much paraphrasing because I don't remember how he worded it, but he basically says that, believing in God is stupid. It's magical thinking. It's, a stupid story
But
that's unbelievable.
I feel like he wouldn't have said that. He said that because they were in the heat of an escalation ar and an argument.
Well, that's,
She
yeah.
basically was, if I recall correctly, before he had that outburst, April was saying, "Just admit it." How do you react to that?
As I was
I'm not
watching that,
condoning what he said, but.
yeah, no,
But how do you react to that?
I agree. As I was watching them, and this is weird, but I was very nostalgic of the whole, because those conversations you have during the night, the ones that keep you awake, the one that are difficult and hard, and you fight and you argue, those are the most painful, but they are also the richest conversations you can have with your partner. But the thing is about them is that you grow tired, you overtalk, you don't, no one takes a beat, no one takes the space they need, and eventually you get very
Well, you can
tired,
get overtired
and
if it.
someone will say something that is very hurtful, and it becomes very difficult. And I think that's what we're
I'm
seeing with
also
them.
like April. If something bothers me, I can't let it go until it's resolved. And
Don't
I
walk
feel
away.
like that's the reason it kept going, because she wanted to, at least feel some level of resolvement so
And
she
I
could sleep. But Jackson didn't want to lie, and so it just. He didn't have the right words that could help her let it go.
And she, I mean, I understand her, she has, I understand how she is feeling anxious. Obviously, this is huge, and figuring out, coming to the realization that your partner does not re even respect or does not seem to respect your belief, or the fact that you think differently than them, or that you have a different belief system, must be so stressful, because it's faith lives in her core. If he doesn't accept or even respect her faith, that is such a rejection. That must make her feel so alone, even if she's in that relationship. So I can understand how she is anxious, and she really wants to talk this through, because she's freaking out, obviously. I hate how in the fandom this seems to have grown into a Jackson versus April fight.
Yeah.
People, this is an
I
imp
don't, none of them are right. None of them are wrong. I feel sorry for both of them. I pity both of them. No. But I do feel sad that they are in this situation.
Me too. And fans, this is an important conversation. It needed to happen. I mean, personally, I've been bitching about the writers becoming more, handling April's fate in a more mature way. And finally, they seem to be delivering. And I'm so very happy that they are having this conversation. I mean, obviously, it's hard, it's dramatic, it's Grey's Anatomy, but we need to let them, to see them working it out. And it's not a Jackson versus April
Honestly,
fight.
this
It's
whole fight
too.
just made me cringe.
There's so much potential for Jackson, though, because when someone tells you, "I pity you,"
Oh, I was so angry when April
yeah,
said that.
absolutely, absolutely, because it is huge. Pity is not something you want from anyone.
Let alone your wife.
Especially last the episode before last, we saw Jackson being sick and not even being able to let April see him and take care of him when he had the flu. So hearing his wife telling him, "I pity you," must be so hurtful for him. And but when you are confronted with those kinds of words, I think you can't help but do some kind of introspection. And I hope that we see Jackson doing that introspection, and maybe, growing more open to fate, or
Wait,
maybe,
what?
maybe,
Introspection?
because when you are faced with those, yeah, you should. Anytime you're conf I don't mean that he should grow more faithful. That's not what I mean. But
Okay.
when you are confronted by people with those words, "I pity you," you should look at yourself and say, "Okay, do I deserve pity? Should I change something? What's going on here?" You need to question yourself, I think. Am I saying that he should grow a ball balls of faith? No, that's not what I mean. But I mean, when you have a fight that touches,
But then same could go for April.
absolutely, same could go for April. She should be questioning herself as to, if someone doesn't have my faith, does this mean they deserve my pity? I don't think so. But I mean, that's April's part in the
But
introspection.
why is Jackson's Why does he have to change something in
No, I'm
April?
not saying that. I'm saying she they
Okay.
both need to do an introspection. But I mean, for Jackson, it would be interesting. I'm saying it's an option. It would be interesting to see him grow open to the idea of faith. Maybe not.
I think that, do you think that might be where they're going?
You know what's interesting, and what I would hate to see, is that Grey's Anatomy likes to give us some cataclysmic events, and I hope that Jackson does not go through something super traumatic that, you know, opens his
Oh
idea.
my
I would
God.
hate that.
No, I would hate that too.
I would hate that, but I would like to see him, even if it's not grow him, you know, finding God for himself. I would like him to be at least respectful of
Yeah.
his wife's fate.
No,
But yeah.
exactly. They're both
But
wrong.
like we said, they were tired. I mean, did they mean what he say?
No, I don't think they meant it. I mean, I don't know. I think they both deserve an explanation from each other and an apology.
Absolutely, and they need to explore the whole, can we be together if we don't have
Gosh, I
quote
know.
peace?
It's like crowing all over. I actually saw some crowing fans happy that another couple was experiencing this.
They should all get in a room, all the couples, and talk about their shared experience. That is my dream.
Shared
That
experience.
is my dream.
Oh, alcoholic. Grey's Anonymous. Grey's, yeah. It's hilarious.
Because it pisses me off whenever characters go through the same things as others and they don't talk about it. God, and I've said that before. So we can move on. Do you have
Okay.
anything else about Jackson and April and their...
Yes, I do. The really, really bad placement of the song.
I don't know. I actually noticed it too, but I'm not sure if I hate it.
No, why?
Because every little thing she does is magic. To me, it's like Jackson, I can see how he thinks, you know, obviously he loves April. He, in a positive way, he might see her as some kind of magical person who makes him happy or whatever. But there's also this other perspective where he thinks that April's faith is magical thinking.
You're
So
going
the boat.
5 layers too deep, Kay.
Absolutely, always. That's me.
I mean, I can see what you're saying, but no, I feel like the content of the scene was way too heavy to have such an uplifting. I'm not even really talking it. There's the lyrics, yeah, that was wrong, but it was also the uplifting
The
nature of
beat.
the song
Yeah.
that I didn't fit.
I definitely noticed it and asked myself, why is that song playing? And that's
See,
not necessarily a good sign.
no. Yeah, I know. Like, I like when you don't even have to really think about it. It just feels natural with the scene, the song.
You don't even notice it.
Sarah Drew, though, wow. I think she deserves major
Props.
props for her acting in that, especially that last scene. I thought that I had to rewatch it a couple times just because she blew me away.
Sarah is amazing. I'm happy that she finally gets material that to me feels deserved.
Yeah,
Yeah.
me too. All right. Okay.
Yes.
Is this our last Mac scene coming up?
No. Come on.
No,
There's
but
four more
I
episodes. No,
know.
no, no. I refuse to go with that.
It is definitely one of the last ones.
Absolutely. Because, you know, them reminiscing, sign that the end is near.
Yeah, and it really hit me when actually the scene unfolded that they're really starting to tie things up.
And everybody's in a different place, and everybody has something going on.
Yeah, they both seem really confident that she's going to win the Harper Avery.
I fucking loved Alex.
I
No.
do too.
Oh my God, I loved his, you know, I always knew you would win a Harper Avery. I didn't think I would be operating with you the night you would.
Yeah, that's
Oh,
exactly kind of,
that is
why did you love that so much first?
fucking best. Because it's acknowledging, you know, they've always been super competitive. It shows in that scene, but to be serious for a moment and acknowledge how the person you, obviously they're friends, but still to acknowledge how Christina is great and how he is actually happy for her, it seems. You know, he's not one of the characters who reacted with jealousy. He's not one of the characters who, you know, he was in her room when she got the nomination and he's happy for her. He doesn't feel threatened.
It brings me back to what I said last podcast, just about how it's so neat that they were there throughout her growth, and here they are in the OR with her before her ceremony. So yeah, really cool.
They hadn't been together on a night
A
shift
long time.
since their third year.
Yeah.
I would be curious if someone is interested on taking this challenge.
Oh, come on.
Find me an episode after their third year where they had a night shift
Okay.
together.
Yeah, and if you do that, I will send you some really cool Chinese Grey's Anatomy DVDs that Sam gave me. I will.
But the shipping fees, you know, have to be reasonable. So if you live somewhere not too far from Canada,
Yeah, I'm poor, so
yeah,
yeah.
not,
Anyway.
you know, let's not pay $50 to you.
Yeah, please just go searching. Tell us if you find anything.
Yes.
I thought it was a little sad in this scene about was it Meredith or Christina? Oh yeah. Meredith was just like, Christina's about to win a Harper Avery. Are you have two children? And Alex, if he hadn't had the private practice thing, that would have gotten really awkward.
Which is a dynamic we've seen from them before.
I know,
It
it's kind of
reminded me of the scene where they were kind of mocking his romantic life, and they reminded him of Rebecca peeing on the couch. And we both felt kind of uncomfortable with
Yeah, that
that
was
scene
bad.
where it wasn't, you know, I get it. It's a dynamic they've had, but yeah, it would have been awkward.
I know. So yeah, that kind of disappointed me. Well, they
Just
didn't. It,
bringing up the fact that he's a Peds fellow.
they should have just said something like, "In Alex is, has a program saving African kids." Come
Yeah.
on.
You know, it's big for, you know, it's not like when you were interns, you would have known that Alex would become a Peds fellow. I mean, so there were things to bring up. I think they're aware of that. They know that Alex is not incompetent. It's just they were more inclined to tease him than to
Yeah.
try to rack their brain or try
And
to.
at least he got to impress them with his private practice stuff.
And they did not judge him.
No, which
So,
was nice.
oh, we need to talk about something.
Okay.
What, you know, we've kind of talked about this off the podcast, but the whole private practice thing, doesn't it bring back some memories of Addison? How interesting would it have been if Alex would have gone into a private practice with Addison?
Yeah, I think it was on the table at one point. I remember reading an Osceola spoiler or something. But yeah.
On Alex just switching shows.
I think there was debate that he might go with Kate Walsh. I don't know. I don't know if if it was Osceola hearing things wrong, but I read that it was on the table at some point.
Wow.
I could be wrong.
Because, you know, I mean, that's the most viable private practice option. Obviously, the show is not on air anymore, so obviously it's not an option anymore, but I don't see Alex going into a private practice as a viable, long-lasting option unless, I mean, I guess it would be possible, but it would be very hard because we would have to juggle two universes. I don't know. So, yeah. Addison and Alex forever.
Yes, I do. I did enjoy their relationship and their mentorship.
Anything about Addison, I enjoy.
I really hope she comes back soon
Me too.
for a visit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are we?
We can skip that one. We're 25.
Okay. Christina waiting for the cab. Owen and Meredith are with her. Still trying to get her to admit that she wants him, but she's pretty determined to go alone. Meredith gets called back inside, and Owen kisses Christina on the cheek. It's kind of sad, actually, how he really wants to be with her.
Yeah, but at that point they had been, they had mentioned that she would win so much that I was like, okay, obviously, I think my guess at that point was that she was not going to get the award. It felt weird to me that they would be so certain that she was going to get it. So, I don't know. Did you think she was going to get it?
I had a feeling she wouldn't, just because they were building it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that shocked, really. I feel like, although she deserves it, I think that it would have been creatively too cliche if she had.
Absolutely. You remember my idea, my theory that she would win the Harper Avery last episode and the voiceover would be her acceptance speech? That would have been cliche.
That would have, yeah, but it was still an
But it would have
awesome
been
idea.
yeah, it could have been good, but it would have been cliche,
Yeah.
obviously. But a
So I'm
very
kind of
good.
glad that the writers are taking the twisted route and not going the whole pretty bow wrapped up, you know.
And she wasn't nominated for,
And it's still really, really
five
great to be
episodes.
nominated. Can we please just say that?
Oh yeah, and
Like,
it's made that's made obvious, you
she's
know.
still a young doctor in her. Not even
Yeah.
finished her fellowship yet, almost, but like.
That's made very obvious when she is, getting a drink or whatever, and everybody kind of comes up to her, and they are very impressed by her. It seems like everybody wants to poach her and bring them back to whatever their hospital is. So, yeah, I think, it's an honor to be nominated. There's often people who joke about that and who say, yeah, so. But yeah, I think it is a great honor, and there will be doors that would o that will open because of the nomination.
Richard wakes Ben up. Wait a minute, I have something to say about that scene before we move on. I felt like there was almost an eeriness to the ending. Like, maybe it was the music playing, but when she was alone and the camera panned out and she was waiting for the cab to come get her, that felt very symbolic of what was to come. So, just.
But I mean, is it foreshadowing? Is it like, I don't know.
It is. It's like, I think it's just preparing us. You know, we're seeing her alone in scenes, you
It's
know.
like as much as it's interesting because as much as she wants to be there alone, it's like they are showing us that Owen and Meredith or whoever will always still be there for her, even though she wants to leave. They will let her leave, but they will be there when it's important.
Yeah. So Richard wakes Ben up. I found it hard to believe that the nurses and the ER staff just let him kind of sleep there for that long, because that's probably not the most attractive of views when you come into the ER to see a doctor just pass asleep like that.
Yeah, I saw about that. I saw a tweet that made me laugh.
What?
The Grays fan in me tweeted, "Ben Warren can now have a dwarf name too, Sleepy."
Oh my God. Oh my God, that cracks me up. That's really good.
It's freaking hilarious. I love it.
No, he's now into the fold. He has a dwarf name.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
Guy.
Nova, the patient who they operated on,
I
Derek
like
and
that
the
name.
residents, she wakes up. Nothing is wrong, much to Murphy's relief, because she thought that something bad could have happened. And Derek has a teacher moment where he tells her to remember the feeling and don't let it happen again.
And we don't cry, that's why. Don't cry in halls, that's why we
Don't
have
cry in halls, yeah.
farewells.
Reminds me of when Owen told Joe not to cry in the halls.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I feel bad for Leah. I mean, it must be so freaking scary.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I can't imagine.
No, me neither. And I don't want to imagine.
No, that's
No.
not. Also, John returns the father, and he's really apologetic that he left his wife while their kids are basically dropping.
Oh, well, that's the character who also slept. We can add John to the list of characters who slept that night.
Yeah, he did sleep. Where was I going? Yeah, Alex also slept for a couple seconds while Joe is putting on his tie. At first, when I saw this scene, I thought that he was getting ready to go surprise Christina too, and I got really excited because I thought that he'd be there. And so then I realized that he was getting ready for the private practice job.
That would have been cute.
It would have.
You know, this is a cute scene because he wakes up when he receives a kiss from
Oh my
his true
gosh, that was
love's
so
kiss.
adorable. It was
Only
so
his true
cute.
love's kiss will wake him up.
Oh, yeah.
It was adorable, and the way she smiled
I
at
wonder
him.
how he got through his shift there.
I don't know.
I mean, he was looking pretty tired.
And I mean, it's as much as being a double agent is sexy, what Alex is doing is a little devious and a little, you know, hypocritical. I understand it. I mean,
Oh, by the
obviously.
way, did I mention that Joe thinks it's sexy?
Yes, you did.
Because the double agent kick it.
Know what else is sexy?
What?
Joe.
Oh, you haven't said that in a long while, Kay.
Yes, I need to be congratulated.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I would like to thank my. No. Okay.
Time on thanking people. Christina didn't. Christina teach
I
you.
need to thank people and be funny.
Yeah. April heads, or sorry, no, Meredith and Derek have a scene, and this is when they kind of realize that something is going to have to change, but not they're not going to decide on it today. They have a cute moment where they put their heads together.
Where is that going?
Where's what going? The whole
What
this.
change will they make? Because they both
They're going to get a
acknowledge.
friggin' nanny, and it's about time.
You think?
Yeah.
I think one of them is going to drop their project.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's going to be probably Meredith.
Oh, I don't think that's good.
It's sad, really, because in the beginning she was supposed to be the one who
I don't know if Derek would do
works.
that to her. I think a lot of people would be angry if that is what happened.
I think so too, but marriage, that's marriage. You know, one of them has to make a sacrifice. I mean, from what we've seen the last few episodes, it's Derek's research that's been in the forefront. Does that mean he'll be the one who drops it? Does that mean it'll be Meredith? I think it's more likely that if one of them drops their research, it'll be Meredith. I was watching today a documentary series on it's on Netflix. If you guys want to check it out, it's called America in Prime Time, and they are kind of studying the evolution of TV series through the years and the different decades. And there's the second episode is about the portrayal of women on TV, and you actually see Shonda Rhimes and Christina Sandra talking about the portrayal of women, and Shonda's saying that on TV we're actually past the old notion of having it all, you know, having the perfect job, the perfect marriage, the perfect kids, whatever. We're past that. We've come to the realization that that is not realistic, and we're past the idea that that would be fulfilling, because if that would be fulfilling, it was kind of mean that you're doing everything halfway. And I think it's interesting that today I saw Shonda saying that, and in the episode I saw last night, that same theory was being kind of presented to me through the you know, one of the primary characters of one of Shonda's show. So yeah, to me it's not gonna be a nanny. I don't think so. I think it's gonna be
Okay, maybe.
one of them. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Obviously a natty could be an option, but yeah, I think one of them is gonna make the sacrifice, and if I had to predict, I would say it's gonna be Meredith.
Interesting.
Check out the documentary, really, it's very interesting. It is.
April. Yeah, this April asks to go to stay at Calzona's,
I fucking
and
love that.
you fucking love that.
I fucking love that.
And yeah, I wonder how long she's going to stay there for. It'd be some interesting scenes.
I have many questions about this. I mean, it's obvious that what we don't know what happened between the last scene we saw of J'April and that moment. Is it that they fought all through the night? Is it that she kind of couldn't sleep next to Jackson while there was so much tension? So there's the question that I don't know if we'll have the answer, probably not, but I would be interested to know when she decided to leave and why. I think we're heading, which Amanda, you're gonna hate me, but I think we're heading for a J'April baby. I know, but I think so. I think we are. And it's fucking funny to me when I think about it, and I want to bring this up now. If you go back to, I think it was season 8, I guess, when April and Jackson had the pregnancy scare, and Jackson kind of proposed to April out of, panic or whatever he proposed to her. I think it, not out of panic. I think he meant it, but it's funny to me that he proposed to her out of, a pregnancy scare back then, and now we're at a point where they are married and they are facing issues they should have faced before, and potentially, this is my theory. Obviously, I'm probably not right, but I think there will be, if not a pregnancy scare, maybe a real pregnancy in the next few episodes. I think so.
Well, I don't know how I feel about I know how I feel about that, but yeah.
I know I feel horrible for that child.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
I mean, they're obviously not ready for kids. I mean, I don't know how April feels about Faith. I mean, we know how she feels about Faith, but she's married now. Does that mean unprotected sex? Does that, what does that, So, I don't know. But I love that she goes to Calzona's, and I love that, Arizona doesn't say anything, just kind of smiles sadly and lets her come in. And I hope that we will see interactions while April is there, and I hope that she will have a conversation with Callie about Faith.
Do you
And
think it's
having a partner who does not, I mean, we don't know much about Arizona. We've seen her while Callie was, after the car crash, we've seen her with Mark, suggest that they should pray. But as I don't think Arizona is big on, Christianity and faith. I think she respects Callie. I think she would pray for Callie. She would pray. She's very open, but it's something Callie and April could talk about, not sharing your partner's beliefs. So, but I don't have much faith because the writers do not like to compare characters who
No,
go through
they
similar.
never seem to really do that often, no.
It would be so freaking rich.
Yeah, it would. So Christina, or yeah, first, do you want to talk about Bailey and Ben, or do you want to leave it?
What happens? Remind me. Maybe I have something.
Bailey just calls him Superman because she thinks that he
Oh
had
yeah.
a nap. Mm-hmm.
He pow. Oh, I mean, she's so happy. She's so enthusiastic, and I liked seeing that. It was cute.
And yeah, last but not least, Christina. Who called who? Was it Meredith or that called Christina, or was it Christina that called Meredith?
I'm inclined to say it's Christina, but I'm super not sure.
I think
It might be
Meredith might have
Meredith,
called,
yeah.
and Meredith, because they were at the table and they didn't know where she was, right?
Where are you?
And then I think when she called, Christina was like, "Meredith, I can't do this after all."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish you were here. I wish Owen was here, carrying my purse and telling me things. And she wants Meredith and Owen to be there. Those are her people. And I liked seeing that. I like that. And I also liked the fact that she pulled herself together. She was ready to walk in, do this on her own. And I loved again the fact that Meredith and Owen were there for her. They stood up.
I still wish Alex had been there.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But I have to say, I really like, I think it really, this scene in particular showed the theme of the episode. Really, like, you don't know.
You might think you're alone, but you're not.
Yeah, and you don't know how alone you might feel until,
You're
you
there.
see the people in front of you, right?
And
You
it's
kind
like, yeah.
of, I don't know how to explain it, but I really liked it.
And no one else was alone. When you see her,
I
you.
know, it would have been so awkward if she was alone, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like everybody. She took her drink and she turned around. No one was alone. And you can see for a moment that she was like, well, okay, this is awkward. There's no one with me. But then everybody starts talking to her and, fangirling over her surgical awesomeness, which was good, awesome to see. Christina Yang did not win her Harper Avery, but she did win at Jenga, and that's awesome. I
Yes.
mean, I love Jenga,
I do
and
too. We should play it next time, Kay.
well, I actually have an idea about an
Oh.
interesting Grey's Anatomy game combined
Okay.
with Jenga,
Okay.
so that might be one of our hiatus podcasts.
Oh.
And also, I mean, Catherine Avery, man, that woman has charisma. She owns a stage. I freaking love Catherine Avery.
Yeah. Do you think she knew that?
She gives Christina a look. I mean, she knew Christine when Christina was in the running.
Looks, I know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just kind of adds to her charisma. You just don't know.
Does she vote? We don't know that either. Is she one of the voting members or is she involved in the foundation? We don't know how. I mean, I guess if she's in the foundation, she can't be the one who presents the award. Or, I mean, maybe the writers haven't figured out their
Whoa,
bullshit
okay, you're
rules.
all robotic all of a sudden.
Como arigato,
There, now you're better.
Mr. Roboto. Como
Okay.
arigato. So, anyways, those were my thoughts on the scene. Did you
Yeah,
have?
and the closing monologue is as where the camera focuses on Christina's face, as she tries to compose herself and she pauses for a minute before she keeps clapping, or she joins the people
Yeah.
clapping. And yeah. How do you think she's going to react in the next episode?
I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. I haven't thought about that. She was so certain that she was winning. I think we'll see her disappointed in the beginning, I think. I mean,
Yeah.
the episode is titled Change of Heart, isn't it? I think
Yes.
so. So I don't know if
And
she.
next episode is the episode before Burke returns.
And Amelia Shepherd's return. That's not
Is
related.
Amelia next episode?
I think so.
Okay.
I might be wrong, but I think so. I mean, I don't know. How do you think she will react?
I think she is going to. I think it's going to humble her. As a surgeon, as a doctor, it's going to really ground her and make her see what's. And she's going to see the path that she has, and I think it's going to be something that inspires her to make a change and move on to the next to her next journey.
I think she will receive unexpected offers.
And possibly that's true. She's being nominated is still, it's really great. She's going to be well known by people. So she could get an offer somewhere.
Yeah.
But I think that it will really change her.
Being nominated so young, it's awesome. Just like Ellis. The episode was very plot driven. I mean, I what I appreciate about this episode is that to me it really defined everyone's arc towards the finale. We
You think so?
know, I think so. I think Christina, it's a professional arc. You know, she's going to question herself and her professional future. I think Alex, it's obvious that it's the whole private practice thing. I think Meredith and Derek, they're finally going to address the whole we can't be super parents and super doctors. We need a surrogate parent and a nanny, or one of us makes sacrifice. Callie in Arizona is going to be the whole let's have a baby or let's fix our marriage. For Jackson and April, it's going to be let's talk about God. And
So,
Bailey and Richard, I don't know.
I'm just curious because have you seen the sneak peek for next week?
No.
Okay. Well, can I tell
I
you what
don't
it
want to be spoiled, no.
is? Okay. Well, fine. I won't say anything, but I'm still going to ask. What do you think? Because really, you know how the whole similarities between this Alex storyline and the whole Hopkins thing, right?
Yes.
They can't do the same thing that they did last time, right? It has to be somehow organic, right? Just say
How,
right.
what's the question?
There isn't a question. Just say right, and I'll continue on.
Right.
So then there must be something, like the writers obviously have something planned that's different, and I'm really curious of what it is, because I don't think Justin Chambers is leaving.
No, I don't
I
think so.
don't think that he's gonna ha choose to stay for someone other than himself. I'm not even 100% certain if he's gonna choose to stay for h himself. Do you
Oh,
think
if
it's
he
a
comes
possible?
back, it'll be because of
Yeah, well,
himself.
I know it will be,
He
but
won't stay. I think
and
he'll go.
yeah, I know it will be, but I'm honestly beginning to wonder if he might actually do this. It's in Seattle. Like, is he gonna be at Seattle Grace next season?
Yeah, I'm also wondering that because that's. It would be so weird though, because it could be done. You know, we just wouldn't see as much as his life in the private practice because
I
we
mean, they're
can't.
already tearing apart Mac, so is it really that big of a deal if he works somewhere else? No.
My issue with that is that they would need to build an entire universe around being
Exactly.
co-workers and
It would
bosses and
have to be
Patrick
temporary. It would
Bateman
definitely
and.
have to be temporary. Like, I don't think it would continue for the whole season, but I think it could happen for like 5 or 6 episodes.
It would need to be comparable to Mayo, but the thing is, it could ha happen, you know, in 22, 23, 10, 24, rather than episode 1 of season 11.
Yeah.
So, you know, it could be pulled off because obviously Oliver comes to the hospital to operate, so that could be how they make it work for Alex. He has his private practice, and when he needs to operate, he sometimes comes to Seattle Grace. But I'm not super. I don't want it to last, and not because I'm not interested in the storyline, but because it would be so heavy to introduce everybody. Because when they did it with Mayo, with
Yeah, I know.
Christina, they had to introduce Dr. Thomas. They had to introduce Dr. Nipple Guy, and you
Dr.
know,
Dupka.
that's not many characters, but it
No.
can become heavy, and I can
But
see
we are
that.
also losing characters.
Yeah, but I mean, we're also potentially winning characters.
Yeah. No, I don't think it'll be a like a permanent thing, but
I don't
I
either.
also don't think that it's going to be a, oh, I don't want to do this after all,
Oh, no,
because
he'll go.
what's the point in that? You know?
I'm like 99% sure that he goes. Maybe he keeps a foot in, you know, maybe he works out something with Arizona where
Oh my
he can
gosh.
try it out for a month,
Okay,
or I
my
don't.
dream, honestly, oh, I'd love it so much if Arizona and Alex had a really nice, sweet moment at the end of this finale. That would just wrap up everything that's happened the past 2 seasons.
Yeah, I agree.
And I start the next season off fresh.
Yeah, I would like it
I
too.
would like that more than anything.
Me too. I think she'll, you know, I think she needs to fight
Maybe
for him.
team talk is just gonna spread like
Team
wildfire.
talk, man. Team let's talk.
Team
Get it
let's
right.
talk. Team
Get it.
let's talk. I
Team
agree.
let's talk. Yeah. So, you know, I guess obviously we'll get the Alex and Arizona interactions, and so I'll keep my thoughts for to analyze those scenes.
Yes.
But yeah.
Okay.
Team Peds forever.
Team
Team
Peds.
Orto
Oh,
forever.
and I also want to mention, because I forgot to write it in the notes, but that scene that we had earlier where Alex and Joe came up to Callie in Arizona, that was our t first Orthoglow and Team Keed's interaction.
Yes, and it was date night. They could have joined them. It could have been
I
so many missed opportunities in
If
this
only
fucking
Alex and Joe
episode.
weren't working.
Yeah, what the fuck, Alex? Stop working double shifts. Quit your job at Gray Sloan and go on a double date with Callie and
Well, they didn't
Anthony
go on a double
Spencer.
date anyway, so maybe next
No.
time.
Yeah.
Or maybe, sorry, they didn't go on a date anyway, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, any other
Anyways.
thoughts about the episode?
I really think that this new writer did a good job.
For a new writer, absolutely. It advanced us plot-wise.
Yes, I think
It
she did a
was
good job for
absolutely,
that.
I agree.
And I'm also really not prepared for the last four episodes of Christina.
Stop making them cry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So for the Twitter question of the week, I asked, which Grey's Anatomy case patient got you the most invested, since we are kind of sticking with the same patients for the last few episodes, or so it seems. Ian Martin says, all of them. I cry like
Okay.
every episode. Seyfod DME said, depends on the character, but if pushed, I'd say tie between Mandy Moore's character, so that was the season 6 finale, and Jen Armand's character. That was the pregnant lady who had an aneurysm and ran over her husband with the car. Do you remember that character? I think she died.
Yes.
Calzona underscore GA says 6.7, Isaac's inoperable tumor wrapped around his spinal cord, one of my favorite episodes. I love that episode. That's the one where Derek writes on the wall. He draws
Oh,
the
yes.
spinal cord. Sports fan 12921 says Bonnie and Tom into You Like a Train and Andrew in Freedom. I don't remember Andrew.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember. Was it the guy who was condemned, the prisoner? I don't remember. If you guys remember, tweet us at TSG Podcast. United Cows 18-4 says, oh my God, the one where those two people had a pole going through them? That's Bonnie and Tom. DH underscore Lane says, the little patient Jackson Prescott who needed a transplant from season 5, episode 11, 12, and 13. Those were Arizona's first episodes, if I remember correctly. A case with Bailey, I think. At McKay123 says, Alex's dad this past season. Do you have a favorite patient, Amanda?
I can't think of like my all-time favorite patient at the moment, but one that I just randomly thought of is Bonnie as well, with the pole.
Tom, yeah.
Tom, yeah.
I liked Wallace in Invest in Love.
Man, why am I having such a blank on patience?
23 BRB says, still cry when Amish friends must part because
Oh,
the
that
one
was a
dying
good
can't return to the
one.
community, but her friend can't.
That was a really good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. They were good patients. Oh my God, Henry.
Henry, yeah, I guess, yeah, I can.
I mean, obviously he became more than a patient, but still, Henry, forever in love with Henry, as weird as it might be, I think it's one of the
Remember the
greatest.
older couple that he didn't want to let his wife go, and so Derek and Bailey had to take over CPR even though they knew it wasn't really doing anything?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, that one was really sad.
Aww. But now that you mention it, I want to watch it. Seems
Okay.
like very good patience.
Yeah.
Obviously, every time one of the regulars is a patient, which is every
Yes.
other episode.
Remember Ava?
You know, I like that actress
Yeah.
a lot. Not necessarily her character on the
Yeah.
screen, but love the actress. Anyway, so. That I guess that wraps up the podcast. If you want to reach us, you can do so on Twitter at TSG Podcast. You can send us an email at seriouslygracepodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Tumblr at www.seriouslygracepodcast.tumblr.com, and you can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. I'm Kay, and you should seriously enjoy Sandra's four last episodes.
Now you're making them cry.
Ha ha
ha! I'm Amanda, and I seriously think that no good comes out of talking about really important, life-changing topics when it's like 2 in the morning. Because, like, what the heck are you going to accomplish?
Unless you are drunk or high.
Exactly.
Tips from Kay.
Tips from Kay.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Far too hard to say I love you.